Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
Support for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation and Stonyfield Farm.
From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, this is Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman, in for Steve Kerwood. By 2050, the world could see greenhouse gas emissions slashed in half. That's the promise made by world leaders meeting in Japan at the G8 Summit of Industrial Countries. President Bush declared the meeting a success, but some aren't so sure, saying the fine rhetoric lacks fine print. Elliot Derringer is the Director of International Strategies for the Pew Center on Global Climate Change. Hello, Mr. Derringer.
Glad to be here.
So what really did happen in Japan? Is this a lot of talk and not much substance?
Well, I think, you know, if you look at the history of the G8, really the most it ever can accomplish is in amassing a crystallization of some political will. That's not the place where countries sign on to binding agreements. It's the place where, some leaders try to apply pressure to other leaders to move them along and reach a higher level of political consensus. And I think we saw that to some degree here. The willingness to embrace that goal of 50% reduction by 2050, that's a step forward. But they didn't put themselves on record with a strong declaration that they're prepared to meet early targets, the kind of targets you'd need to meet if you're ever going to meet that long-term goal. So that really was a shortcoming, and it was a missed opportunity to show some leadership.
The G8 countries have pledged to cut greenhouse gases by half by 2050, but the question is, half of what?
Well, they actually didn't specify that. It was left open. Does that mean 50% below 1990 levels, which some believe is what's needed, or is it 50% below current levels? By not specifying, I think really the only way to interpret it is 50% below current levels.
Uh-huh. Well, would that be enough to forestall or prevent runaway global warming?
It may prevent runaway global warming. It's probably not going to prevent all serious climate change, but it will do a great deal to reduce the odds of catastrophic impacts. I think it's important to, put this in some perspective and see what we're really up against here. I mean, right now, emissions are growing faster than ever. They're projected to grow 130%. By 2050. So what we're talking about is avoiding all of that growth and then reducing them another 50% below where they are today. That's really an epic undertaking.
So what will it take to accomplish that then?
Really, it requires a revolution in the way we produce and use energy. Tremendous improvements in energy efficiency, transitioning to other types of energy, non-fossil energy, and where we continue to rely on fossil energy, finding a way to capture those greenhouse gas emissions and bury them in the ground. It's going to require really serious efforts on a number of fronts.
Well, when is the next opportunity? In what, 2009, November, the UN has its meeting in Copenhagen to talk about global warming. Is that the next chance that we have to deal with this on a global scale?
Well, there will be opportunities along the way for the G8 and for others to offer up stronger statements and work toward a deal. Hopefully, will be cut in Copenhagen. That's the goal that's been set by all the parties to the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change. I think that's going to be pretty tough, actually. I think we might hope to see the broad outlines of a deal come out of Copenhagen, but I think most of the details will probably have to be negotiated even beyond then.
Well, President Bush is calling the meeting a success. Would you agree?
Well, I think if you had reasonably low expectations going in, and I think those are the only realistic expectations to have, then they were met. So if that's the measure of success, then yeah, I think it was a success. But I think in measured against the scale of effort that's needed, the urgency of the issue, I don't think you could really stack it up as a great success.
When a new president takes office, a new administration takes office in January, do you expect things to change?
Absolutely. I think there are very strong indications from both of the candidates that they'll be prepared to approach this issue much more aggressively, both on the domestic front and internationally. Just how quickly and just how far they'll be prepared to move, I think we'll have to see. We'll have to see what other issues are on their plate the day they walk into the Oval Office. But I think absolutely we can certainly expect a different posture from the U.S. within the international negotiations.
Elliot Deringer is the Director of International Strategies for the Pew Center on Global Climate Change. Mr. Deringer, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.